went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. I'm located in Newburgh, New York, and I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of providers listed on the site. Each provider offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your question fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And I do appreciate you tuning in. And the man that helps me put this show together, the man who's in charge behind the scenes, his name is Mark Saban, and he comes up with the topics and the questions and sits across the studio from me and asks the questions that helps us create clarity for you, the listener. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. It's always a pleasure to be here and have these conversations. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today was that for most people, when you're healthy, you just kind of take that for granted. And I know you say that your health is a birthright. But, you know, in most everyone's life, at some point, something goes wrong with your health. You get sick or something even more serious. But when you think about health, you're not focused on when things go wrong as much as you're on focusing keeping things right, keeping people healthy, which is a really different approach that we see in most of the Western medicine that we see today, which is taking care of you when you're sick.
You've noticed that, huh?
I have noticed that.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have a sickness care system instead of a health care healthcare system, even though they call it a healthcare system. And I feel waiting until there is a problem is entirely too late, is after the fact, and is not the best way to help someone. And the system is set up to look at things differently. And so we all pay, and we all have the worst health our country has ever had. Obesity is out of control. Diabetes is out of control. Heart disease is out of control. Cancer is out of control. Hormone imbalances, autoimmune disease, autism, I believe, in the tri-state area is 1 in 50 children wow. born is going to wow. be on the spectrum of autism. And that's just absolute ridiculousness. And I've observed this for pretty much my whole career, actually before I got into practicing healthcare. And it's just, it's very sad that we as such a rich nation has such poor health. And, you know, we just keep going along with the status quo. We've got more drugs. We as a country consume greater than 91% of the world's medication.
Wow.
Yet we're only 4.5% of the world's population. So said differently, 4.5% of the people that live in this world consume greater than 91% of the world's medication. And that's just completely wrong. And we currently rank, as a country, we rank 59th in the world, meaning that there are 58 other countries whose people live longer, have better quality of life. Things are better in those countries than they are in this country.
And what's so crazy about this is that, of course, we're spending an enormous amount of our income every year on trying to maintain this health care situation.
Absolutely. When I priced out the health care for my family, it was going to cost me over $28,000 a year, and that still entitled me to a $6,000 deductible and 20% copay. And, you know, I just looked at it and I was like, that's just ridiculous.
That's so crazy. I mean, you know, considering what the average income for most people is, that's that could be half of your yearly income. Or for many people, that might consume all of their income.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's, you know, another thing that I find so fascinating about the way you approach healthcare is that much of what you recommend are the very same things that you were taught in elementary school.
What were we taught in elementary school, Mark? It's been a little while.
It's been a little while. Well, let me remind you. So it's about getting enough exercise. It's about eating properly. It's about getting enough sleep. Maybe they don't talk a lot about drinking enough water, but that's one of the things that you talk about. Most of those things we were taught very early in our lives.
Yeah, you know, you want the proper breathing, proper amounts of water, good quality sleep. Those are all vital for health, good hygiene, exercise, and making sure your digestive system is properly functioning. That, too, is ultimately the most vital thing that we need to have if we are going to be healthy.
And even if you are health conscious, things do happen in life. I mean, people get sick or injured. And if that happens, you need to get back to wellness. So what are the options for doing that?
Well, there are infinite options. Proper health awareness and proper health practices, major things that we just mentioned, evaluating your body for proper function, minimizing toxic stress, all of these things go a long way towards helping somebody get back to wellness.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to your doctor with something, that something's gone wrong with your health, your doctor's answer to the scariest questions you might have, you often find out that the doctors don't even really know what's going on either.
Well, that is true, simply because they are focused on shutting off symptoms and not so much as understanding mechanisms of cause and how to address those mechanisms of cause. It's like, okay, you have high cholesterol, so we're going to give you cholesterol medication. Well, how does that fix the problem that my body's producing excess amounts of cholesterol? Or you have high blood pressure, so you need blood pressure medication. Well, how does taking that medication fix the underlying problem? How long am I going to need to be on these medications? And when is the problem actually fixed? Or are we just simply masking the problem and making us become dependent upon these medications, which ultimately lead to other problems?
And that's really part of the radical difference between your approach to healthcare and what is happening in medicine, where what you're looking for are those underlying causes, not just treating the symptoms that people come in with.
Exactly.
So, you know, when you go to the doctor, you might be put through a battery of tests to find out what's going on. Sometimes the test will find something and you're saved. And other times, nothing shows up in the test until very late in the game. And even at other times, the test can give you a false positive or do harm.
Yes, and it's the standard standard of care, and doctors have stopped thinking and let the test tell them what the problem is, and then they have specific protocols for treatment. And then it becomes about treatment and how to monetize the patient and not really caring about, you know, what the patient's situation is and how to bring them back into balance. No, it's about making a living off of keeping people sick.
And your approach is really to inquire of the person what is going on. And so explain to us a little bit, how does that work?
Well, it works very well. By evaluating a person from a functional standpoint, we can find what is working properly and, more importantly, what is not working properly. And when we find the abnormal functioning, we then help the body and the person return to normal functioning, and the person feels better, they function better, and their health improves, and they don't need any of the medications or potentials for a comeback later when it gets worse, and then we'll do surgery.
Mm-hmm. And one of the problems, I think, that's happening in the alternative healthcare area is that oftentimes those approaches are not covered by health insurance. So I'm sure that that's got to keep a lot of people away when they're spending that kind of money on their healthcare.
Well, that's only if wasting their time taking medication and having endless tests and appointments with nothing to show for it at the end of all the treatment, et cetera. And if that's not considered a waste of time, I don't know what is. Personally, I feel that looking at health from a functional standpoint and having the ability to get to the source of a concern and not masking symptoms makes more sense to me. And everyone gets to make the choice for themselves. And yet the insurance industry is being paid by its subscribers to keep you sick. That's how they figure insurance premiums. Okay, if we do the math and we crunch all the numbers, the average person is going to cost us this much money in outlay towards their health care. So we're going to charge an insurance premium that's above that so that we can stay in business. Whatever we have to pay claims wise is going to be paid. It's not going to hurt us. And then that's essentially what our healthcare system
is. So I'm curious about this concept of functional health. Can you describe a little bit about what that means and how that approaches and how you're able to help people with health problems from that point of view?
Well, appreciate the fact that when you go to tie your shoe, you need to perform the function of tying the shoe. And it should happen efficiently. It should happen effectively. And when you're done, the results should be the results that you're looking for.
Sure.
The shoe should be tied. Now, if it takes you an hour to tie your shoe, even if you get it done properly, are you functioning the way that you should?
No, not at all.
And that's quite easy to understand. Well, the same thing with what goes on in your body. If you eat food, if you put food in your mouth and you chew it up and it goes through your digestive system and comes out the other end and finds its way into the toilet, that should happen at a specific rate. If it doesn't happen within that rate of time, whether it's too fast or too slow, that tells us that the function has been altered. Well, the question then becomes is, well, why is the function being altered?
Right.
Okay. If it takes too long, that's called constipation. Constipation in this country is considered somewhat relatively normal. You know, every time you eat, you should see what you ate within the toilet within 20 to 24 hours. If it takes longer than 24 hours, then you have slow digestion, and there's a reason for that, and you need to understand the reason. And when you restore balance to that particular system, then every other system in the body which feeds off your digestive system will begin to function better.
And that's every part of your body.
Absolutely.
Amazing. This is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about knowing what healthcare really is.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy, what not to buy to be healthy, how to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, why it's important to pay attention to ingredients, how to read labels, and much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about understanding healthcare and knowing how to use your healthcare and understanding what it is that's being done to all of us.
And we were talking about the different approach that you take to healthcare. And what's curious to me is, I mean, obviously with certain things you can say, well, my stomach hurts or, you know, I have a problem. But oftentimes it's difficult for a person to articulate what's going on with them. And actually the answers that you seek from a person may be something that goes on in the subconscious mind, not necessarily something that somebody could readily articulate.
Well, sometimes that's the case. Majority of the time when people come in, they do have a specific complaint. They say, yeah, this hurts here, or this isn't working properly, or I have this pain going on here, or what have you. So the answers that we use a test called manual muscle testing, and the answers come directly from the brain, the nervous system, and their musculoskeletal system. And since the nervous system has no ability to lie, it isn't hard to understand what's working and what's not working.
Uh-huh. So, but that's really quite a different approach than what we've been conditioned to accept from, you know, Big Pharma and the American Medical Association.
Imagine that, Big Pharma dictating what we look for.
And how we look for it.
Right.
I mean, you don't start out looking right away to disguise or relieve those symptoms. You work to help improve how the body's natural healing abilities function better.
Absolutely. And what we do is we ask the nervous system and the musculoskeletal system to help us locate the source. And that can be from different pathogens, it can be from heavy metals, it can come from food sensitivities, chemical toxicities, possible scarring in the body, misaligned vertebrae, joints being out of their normal position. These are all things that affect how a person functions. And when you address those appropriately, then function is restored.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little curious about this way of finding this information out. You said you're actually able to address the nervous system directly, and that the nervous system can't lie, and you use manual muscle testing. Can you talk a little bit about what that's about and how that works?
Well, yeah. If your nervous system is regulating the body the way that it's supposed to, if the communication is flowing from the brain to the body and from the body back to the brain, and you have that two-way communication going on in a normal fashion, your muscles should test strong when you are asked to hold them strong. So if we use a shoulder muscle and we ask you to hold your arm out to your side 90 degrees from your side, we ask you to hold that, I should be able to apply a certain amount of pressure and you should be able to resist that without any issue. And so that's helping us to appreciate that the nervous system is communicating and controlling the muscle the way that it's supposed to. Now, if we add a second point to that, like if we touch, I don't know, let's say your belly button while you're holding your arm out, now we've created a circuit between myself and you as the patient. And if we touch the belly button and now the arm weakens, we know that whatever that belly button reflex represents, in this case, it would be a digestive yeast imbalance, it helps us appreciate that there's an imbalance there, and then we find the solution to help bring that back into balance, whether it's nutrition, whether it's homeopathy, whether it's herbal, whether it's some sort of manual manipulation as far as an adjustment goes to the spine, or whether there's emotion trapped in there, then we use some neuroemotional technique. It's whatever we need to do to restore balance.
No, I mean, just you touch the belly button and you do the same test that you did originally. So you had a kind of a baseline of,
right, we
of
had
what
a
the
strong
strength
muscle
is
to begin with.
Right.
And then we added something to the equation and the results change from being strong to weak. That tells us there's an imbalance where we've added the new point, in this case, the belly button.
And so now when you look for a way to treat that balance, you said you add another element.
We add another element to see if it changes the weakness to strength. And it changes the weakness back to strength, then we know that whatever we're adding to the equation is something that's going to help restore balance. And again, that can be a food, that could be a nutritional supplement, that could be a homeopathic preparation, it could be an herbal thing, it could be emotions, it could be rebalancing and eliminating the negative effect of an allergy, restoring balance to the physiology, and it's whatever it takes to bring that person back into balance.
Well, with so many variables of what it could be, you can't just, I would assume you're not just going to shoot in the dark. You're going to have ways to be able to help focus what that
is. Right. We filter it down. We go with the five main categories of pathogens, heavy metals, food sensitivities, chemical toxicities, possible scarring within the body. Those basic five, we can add in structural interference due to spinal misalignments. We can add in emotion. I have basically 7 points that I use that help break it down into a specific category, and a problem could involve all 7 of the categories.
Uh-huh.
Typically, it doesn't, but it could. And when we demonstrate to the patient what exactly it takes to restore balance to them, it makes sense to them, and they're like, well, yeah, why doesn't my other doctor do this? this kind of thing? Well, it's because it's a completely different approach, and we have different goals in mind. I have a goal of getting you back to normal. They have a goal in mind of keeping you locked into your treatment for the rest of your life by taking a small pill on a daily or more than once a day basis. And to me personally, that just seems pretty ridiculous.
I mean, it's so true, because when you look at a lot of the medications that people are taking, you end up having to take those medications perhaps as long as the rest of your life. Oftentimes, the medications then create new symptoms, which we call side effects. And those side effects can actually be even more problematic in the long run.
Absolutely. It's always that way. As suppressing with medication leads to bigger problems. And then cutting out parts of your own body only makes the body have more issues down the road. And it's just a question of, okay, do you want to sign up for that, to where at the end of the day, before you die, you're on a bunch of different chemicals, or you've had a bunch of different parts of your body removed, and maybe you rely on equipment to keep your body running. And we've seen the stories of that, and we've watched it on television. And at the end of the day, you get to decide today, how do you want the end of your life to be? And if you're going to allow the allopathic profession to govern that for you, there's a good chance that you're going to be on a bunch of different medications, and you're going to have a bunch of parts of your body removed, and you're going to, eventually succumb to that.
Yeah, and I mean, all that said, I mean, there are ways in which the advances in Western medicine are helping to save people's lives and can be invaluable. And it's not that you're against all of what Western medicine is. You see the benefit there, but there are ways of cultivating health rather than treating sickness.
Absolutely. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine who I went to undergraduate college with. We studied pre-med together, and he's a medical doctor. And he basically helps make sure that hospitals are profitable. He was a pediatrician and an internist, and stayed at his house recently, and we had a conversation about a specific case that I was dealing with, and I asked for his perspective, and he was like, well, yeah, they can do this, that, and the other thing. And I was like, but does it make sense that we should let people get to that end stage of dis-ease to have those radical interventions? Versus why don't we just support them in a natural way so that they never actually end up there? And it was, he understands my perspective. He appreciates the perspective. And he reminded me the fact that that's not how they're educated. And it's true. They're not educated that way. So it's hard for them to think outside of the box that they've been integrated into and end up practicing. But that's one of the reasons why he left private practice and went into more of an administrative role.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think these two approaches necessarily have to be diametrically opposed in the way they are. But we're living in a time where their things are kind of black and white.
Right. And it's just a question of application and when we do the application. If we started out with what we were talking about, health is our birthright. If we practice good quality health and we maintain our health as opposed to waiting until we develop symptoms, which is greater than 60% loss of normal functioning, then we can prevent a lot of the things that happen. But the motivation, the monetary motivation, the monetary reward that is afforded to the people who are in the business of, they're blinded by that monetary reward.
Yeah. Now, if you're interested in pursuing a course of health care and not sickness care, how can you recognize if your body is telling you something about your health that might be so subtle that in most cases you wouldn't even know that it was going on?
Well, it's about becoming proactive. It's about taking a class. It's about getting informed. It's about exercise and look for improvement. And if things aren't improving, talk to a practitioner who can truly help you assess your situation and to determine if something is wrong functionally, or if things are, not out of balance and you don't have anything to worry about. But at the end of the day, if you're going into a practitioner and you have a sneaking suspicion that something's wrong, trust your intuition. There is probably something wrong. And if doctors don't have the ability through their testing to figure out what is wrong, then you need to find a different practitioner. I can't tell you how many times I have people come into my office and say, I feel like crap. I've been to my doctor. My doctor says, well, it could be your age. damage, or, you know, we can't find anything wrong. And their perspective is, well, then why do I feel like crap? So they come to see me and they get a functional evaluation and we find, yes, things are out of balance, but they don't qualify for medical intervention because their person is still functioning at better than 40%. If they're at 41%, they will have no symptoms and there will be no objective tests that find what it is that's wrong with them. From a medical perspective, using manual muscle testing, we can find a subtle change in normal function with as little as a 3% loss.
Wow.
So 3% loss to pick up a problem is significantly better than waiting until you have a 60% loss and then you qualify for the medical procedures and the interventions that they're going to offer you.
Absolutely. But we're so trained to just wait until we're feeling so bad that we actually have to have that medical intervention.
Yeah, because we're never taught what the warnings mean. So we continue to ignore them, suppress them, and cut them out instead of heeding the warnings and restoring normal function before things get truly out of hand.
No, I mean, we live in a world where there's all this contamination. I think you've talked about the thousands, tens of thousands of chemicals that we face every day. And every day you hear a new report of some mysterious illness that's come about and they don't know, was it from some toxin? Was it from pesticides? Was it from chemicals? They don't know what is going on. So can we actually live in a healthy way in this world?
Oh, absolutely. It just requires a little bit of effort on your part, definitely an understanding and an education. And the nice thing about the way that I evaluate people in my office is it's very quick for us to determine what are the components associated with why you feel the way that you feel. It's going to essentially be one of those seven different things. It's going to be pathology. It's going to be heavy metals. It's going to be sensitivities. It's going to be chemicals. It's going to be potential old scars that are interfering with how your body functions. It's going to be emotional or it's going to be structural interference. And when we understand how to ask the body those very simple questions, it's very quick to narrow in and then focus on the specifics of what's going on with the person without, you know, taking a shot in the dark. Oh, we think you have this, so we're going to start with this and we're going to try this. And if you get better, great. If you don't get better, come back and then we'll try something else. And, I'm a fan of Yoda, and Yoda said, there is no try, there's only do. And I personally, when it comes to my health and welfare, I don't want to try something. I want to know that what I'm doing is going to be effective.
It's so interesting that, you know, in this approach that you have, in this way that you can talk and really ask directly of the person what's going on with their health, rather than going through a battery of tests that give you some kind of objective approach. You're actually dealing with the individual and their individual circumstances and their individual body and having this direct communication.
Right. It's never a one size fits all because everybody's equation is subtly different. Why? Because we're all different.
And yet there are these areas where you said these seven different areas that you look at specifically that we all face. We all have emotions. We all are subjected to pathologies. We're all subjected to toxins. We all can have spinal misalignments. All these things are things that would be part of a normal living in our lives, yet each of them is going to affect us as an individual.
Correct.
Well, this is really, really great. I'm sure that people out there who are listening to the show have their personal questions and would like to ask you what's going on with their own situation. And I know you make yourself available in a number of different ways. So how would somebody that wants to get a question answered best reach you?
Best way to do that is call the office directly. That's area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly if you want to be a little bit more incognito. The email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Send me an email. Give me a call. Come to a free class every Tuesday evening at 6:30. Get in touch with me somehow, and I promise you this. Come in for an evaluation, and I will get to the source of your problem. That's my promise to you. If we get to the end of the evaluation and you don't feel that it's going to help you, you know what? You don't have to pay me for my time.
Really? It's kind of a money-back guarantee.
Money-back guarantee.
You.
And I challenge you to find that anywhere, at any other doctor's office. And at the end of the day, if we choose to go forward, good. You're going to pay for it. If you don't choose to go forward, no harm, no foul. Have a nice day.
Wow, that's really a great offer. And I appreciate so much what you do to help people to find their health, to find their way back to health if they've lost some part of their functional ability. It's really a great thing that you're doing. And of course, every week we do this show, and there's a lot of great information out there. So certainly anybody who's listening to us today, I invite you to listen to the shows. I invite you to contact Doc Rick. He's a resource, a great person, able to help you with your health in a way that doesn't involve medications and surgery.
Absolutely. So I want to say to the listeners, I really appreciate your listenership. I want to thank you for listening today. Please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.